Dear Greg, 5 and 3 is 8 makes us run around the sun to be content. And to be content means see my giant smile as High Life by Wally Badaru blast out of K and Ella punches out rhythm. 2. No sorrow is gratuitous for the man who can smile. While his child punches out West African rhythms, she who'd dance rather than eat, she who'd settle for a sound poetry of her own without even one single grrr. Grrr. 3. No victim nor volunteer here. No choice between Bowering's joy and just about everyone else's drama. Who can document the September shimmer of the Cascadia Lena Lake afternoon, can derive a high from miles you and I and whistle it. You? 4. For a man who can whistle you and I, Greg Bem's a man who can give up all the grief in the Latihan Hall, can document selfies in the Puebla Espejo, fill 500 postcards with pea patch bounty, can document the end of the reign of plum stains on Chandler's sidewalk. 5. We can bring each other a grrr in a sound poetry high, can document squirrels and marmots and the animation of Cascadia, can instill a way out of wilderness via helicopters or Cambodian bowling shoes or by expanding the library's vast eye. 6. Love ought to be friends on fire and raindrops on neighbor morning bamboo. Love ought to be teaching a 2.5-year-old how to punch out rhythm, how to be, in the words of Peter Tosh, stepping, razor, dangerous. Ought to be vast dance of imagination. 7. And it is, my dear Bemio, it's tarot validation away from the poet tasters. Raw power, a surge of tremendous force, victory after apprehension and fear, the ability to face and overcome opposition brings the inner qualities of strength and forbearance. 8. This is the subtle smile we fire in our Cascadia hookah and burn. This is the sunrise heard as bell ring or as Stellar Jay's daily wake-up call. This is the heat and mind fine by the spleen and recognition of the maker of all things as one might a September zephyr. Oh, you again. How vital.